Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. And you're welcome to join us on the daily ministry of the power of Pentecost. We want this to be a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Just a great time for you to join us in song and prayer. Follow along in the Word of God. Let's lift up our voices. Let's lift our hearts and let's praise Him now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God. And I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. And thank you for worshiping with us. And if it's convenient and possible, maybe you could invite someone to tune in and join you. And remember, if the radio time is inconvenient, you can always contact us by website, www.pentecostalradio.org, and click the Listen Online link, and you can select the day that you want. I update those programs every week so they are fresh and ready for you. So if you'd like to worship with us there, if you want to hear the program again, or if you want to download it, we'd be more than happy to have you visit our website. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Jesus said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. And John 3:17 says that He did not come into the world to condemn the world, but He came into the world that the world might be saved. Hallelujah. The Lord does not condemn us. He might convict us. But someone made a statement one time that she felt like the Lord condemned her. But that's incorrect. She might have felt convicted, because condemnation does not come from Jesus Christ, John 3:17, and also the verse that we just read from Romans chapter 8 and verse 1. We'll have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information in just a little while. Page 774 in the celebration hymnal. Here's a favorite of the church. Just about everyone knows When the Roll Is Called Up Yonder. Clap your hands and let's sing.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, and the glory of His resurrection share, when His chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. labor for the Master from the dawn till setting sun. Let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there. Can you say amen? What great hopes we have of being one another, joined together with the family of God in heaven, there forever to be with our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Chronicles 16:11 is the precious promise today. He says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Well, you just never have to quit. You continually need to seek the Lord and his strength, and you continually need to seek his face continually, not stop. Even though you might be discouraged, it seems like it's not doing any good. It seems like God is not listening. You think sometimes he's a million miles away. But nevertheless, he will hear your prayers. He's hearing the cries of the righteous, and his eyes are upon them. So let's keep calling. Let's keep seeking. Let's keep searching. Let's keep praying. Let's just keep on doing what the Word of God tells us to do. Let's pray. Father, we're thankful today that we can seek the Lord while he may be found. And we're glad that we can pray without ceasing. Therefore, we can rejoice evermore. We're thankful today for the goodness and the blessings of God. We thank you today, Lord, because we can call on you. And we know, Lord, you never fail us. You never forsake us, Lord, but you're there all the time. We don't make you nervous. You don't get upset at us. We know, Lord, that with you all things are possible. Lord, we're just glad today that you love us so much and you love us like you do. And I just pray you'll minister to the needs today, those, Lord, that are seeking you just now. Lord, our prayer may come to a close here, but our seeking you, seeking your strength, seeking your face is a continual thing that we're doing 24/7. We're calling on you today, Lord. We know you'll not let us down. We know you're hearing our prayers, and we know you're watching our every move. And we thank you, Lord, for loving us so much. Have your way in our hearts and lives, we pray. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name for hearing and answering our prayers. Amen. Worship with us now. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. Let's sing it and praise him now. We're together again, just praising the Lord. We're together again in one accord. Something good is going to happen. Something good is in store. We're together again, just praising the Lord. And if you will, have your notepad and pencil ready. I'll give you some contact information in just a little while. Well, here's one we've been singing for a long time. It's Jesus and Me. I try. traveled alone up on this lonesome way. My burdens were heavy and dark was my day. I looked for a friend, not knowing that he had all of the time been looking for me. Now it is Jesus sent me for each tomorrow, for every heartache and every sorrow. I know that I can depend upon my newfound friend, and so till the end, it's Jesus and me. May be long to heaven's pearly gate. I know that it's narrow. I know that it's straight. But Jesus is there through eternity. Travel along, just Jesus and me. Forever I'll sing of his great love to me. Forever I'll tell it on land and on sea. I'll stay by his side, contented I'll be for all of my life. It's Jesus and me. Send me for each tomorrow, for every heartache and every sorrow. I know that I can depend upon my newfound friend, and so till
Psalms 100, verse 4, he says to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, and be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Well, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's always at the piano, and we thank you for worshiping with us. Join us each weekday at this time, the Lord permitting and providing. After you've given to your church and taken care of your family, if you feel like you'd like to share something with us, it would be appreciated. Song or prayer request. If you don't have any funds, you're welcome to contact us anyway. The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.